From The Conversation, this is Politics with Michelle Grattan, a podcast where Michelle discusses the issues of the day with The Conversation's politics team.
Hi, my name's Amanda Dunn. I'm the Politics and Society Editor for The Conversation, and I'm speaking with Michelle Grattan. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Amanda.
Michelle, the vaccine rollout is again dominating news across the country. We've got large portions of Australia in lockdown, including Queensland, the Northern Territory, WA and Greater Sydney. How serious is this for the Morrison government, do you think, in terms of that rollout that has been under so much criticism?
Very serious, I think, and that was reflected in Scott Morrison calling that emergency meeting of the National Cabinet last night.
A National Cabinet met at 5:30 this evening, and we had the opportunity to assess the status and be updated on the status of the what are currently outbreaks in five jurisdictions. And the Chief Medical...
The government, of course, has been trying to say, well, despite the obvious delays and glitches in the rollout, it's not as bad as it seems. But I think it's got to the point now that it knows that the public thinks it's very bad. The public is getting frustrated with the lockdown, with the difficulties in some cases of getting access to the vaccine, with conflicting communications. So it all adds up to a picture of things going pretty badly. It recently, of course, put a general in charge of the rollout, and I do hear that he's asking sensible questions and planning on the logistics side, bringing in his own people, and that might improve the efficiency of the operation. And also we were told that he's doing some wargaming, as it was put last night, about the last part of the year when we get more supplies from overseas. But at this moment, things are still something of a shambles.
And Michelle, politics in Australia is rarely dull, especially when Barnaby Joyce is in a leadership position. We have now had news that he's been fined for not wearing a mask indoors. It's not a great look for the government, is it?
Protocols, no. And it's like a parking fine. I got bounced the other day. Walked in, paid for some fuel. I was on my way to the airport. Forgot about putting on the mask. Bang, $200. Accept it. Take it on the chin.
Where was that?
Certainly not a great look for Barnaby Joyce. He was in his electorate and someone dobbed him in. I did see him in passing in Parliament today, and he was diligently running around actually searching for a mask. So I think that the lesson has been learned. But more generally, of course, this leadership change is very problematic for the government. We know that Barnaby Joyce is a good retail politician, or has been in the past, but he carries a lot of baggage these days, particularly on the woman front. And also, of course, he's quite a difficult character and a very different character for Scott Morrison to deal with than Michael McCormack was. And just to add to the questions and the problems, Barnaby Joyce has, in choosing his new ministerial lineup, been heavily into rewarding people who voted for him and payback for those who didn't. And so there's a whole fresh lot of resentment within the Nationals.
Michelle, one of the announcements on Monday night was the changed stipulations for the AstraZeneca vaccine, with some concerns that if the vaccine wasn't used soon, it would have to be disposed of. Can you tell us about that?
Well, of course, the previous situation was that people over 60 were getting the AstraZeneca vaccine, but because of the fear about rare blood clots, people under 60 have been confined to the Pfizer vaccine. And of course, people under 40 haven't been in the vaccination cohort at all at this stage. Now, what Scott Morrison announced was that if you wanted AstraZeneca, whatever age you are, you can get it. And that the government is bringing in an indemnity for doctors that give advice about vaccination.
We will be implementing a new no-fault indemnity scheme for general practitioners who administer COVID-19 vaccines. So this relates to encouraging Australians to go and chat to their GP about their vaccination and to have their vaccination administered. Now, the ATAGI advice...
This means that if you're 30 and previously not eligible to be vaccinated, you can go along to your doctor and say, look, I want the jab, I want AstraZeneca. It sounds fine in theory, but as the head of the AMA pointed out today, it's quite confusing for the public. On the one hand, the government is saying, just go and grab the jab. And on the other hand, the medical technical group has said, well, it's not necessarily totally appropriate for younger people. So what is the person to make of that? It's driven from the government's end or the National Cabinet's end by a desire to get people vaccinated as quickly as possible, especially given the dangerous or hyper-infectious Delta strain that's now come into the community. But I must say it does look a bit like a Meyer bargain basement sale, and I think many people will be confused and some will be quite worried.
And Michelle, we know that the pandemic has caused tough times for oppositions all over the place, really. How are Anthony Albanese and Labor faring in all of this? The polls haven't changed much, have they? Not significantly, despite the government's problems and the really problematic vaccine rollout. How are you reading all of that at the moment?
This week's news poll showed very little movement in the overall two-party vote. Labor has gone to 51%, coalition 49% from 50-50 in the previous poll, but really that's very much within the margin of error. It did show that Scott Morrison's rating in handling the pandemic has fallen somewhat in recent times, but still some 6 out of 10 people think he's handling it well. So I think that the opposition is having a great deal of trouble in getting through to the public, or at least to get any kudos for its criticism of the government in this situation. People might be very frustrated at how the rollout is going, but they're not, it seems, thinking of it at this point in partisan terms.
Let me make it clear, Labor supports anything that speeds up the rollout. But let me also say this. Scott Morrison had two jobs this year. They were the effective rollout of the vaccine and national quarantine. And we've failed on both. The figures are there for all to see.
It's a very special, difficult period, and it's hard to judge how much it will change when next year, presumably rather than this year, we'll be actually in a campaign mode and people will judge one side against the other. And of course, that will take in more things than the pandemic, but the government would hope by that stage that it will have its vaccine rollout done and that people will forget some of these problems and mishandlings of these months.
Yes, well, with an election due well within the next year, we shall see how that all pans out. Michelle, great to talk to you as always. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Amanda.
Our theme music is by Lee Rosevear. You can find more podcasts from The Conversation on our website at theconversation.com.